الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. In the last two times that we have spoken, we have made mention of Surah Ar-Rahman. The first part of Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala described His pleasures or His ni'am, favors that He has spread around us in the world. Wherever we look up, we see the greatness of Allah. If we look down, we see the greatness of Allah. On land, we see it. On water, we see it. And after mentioning each favor, and those favors which man's mind can normally go to, which man can see easily, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala asks the same question: فَبِأَيِّ آلَىٰ إِرَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That why is it that the greatness of your Creator you are unable to see? And thereafter, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made mention that whatever we have around us now, if it does not help us to reach one Allah, then whatever is here, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان, one day it's going to become zero. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. One Allah will remain, everything else will be gone. Whoever used this world to reach that Allah, Mubarak to that person. Whoever drowned in this world, the world will be destroyed, he will be destroyed. And if man then could not, with the things given around him, recognize Allah, see the Qudrat of Allah, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala after that paints the pictures of the scenes of Qiyamah and the horrors of Jahannam. And after mentioning each horror, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, now will your eyes not open up. Meaning in Jahannam, everyone's eyes is going to open. On the plains of Qiyamah, everyone will see. But at that moment, even the person who says, oh Allah, send us back in the world, we promise we will change, it will be said, it is just a word that they are saying. Now there is no time to go back. The scenes of Qiyamah were described in 15 verses. Or in 12 verses, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala described the screens of Qiyamah. And thereafter, in 3 verses, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made mention of Jahannam, which we ended on last week. And it was made so mukhtasar, the scene of Jahannam, that the people will be told, this is that Jahannam which you never ever believed in. That itself will be a Qiyamah for them. The punishment of seeing Jahannam itself will be Jahannam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he asked the angel of death, that if I can get one nazar at you, in your form which you come when you are going to take away the soul of someone who Allah is angry with. Because the angel of death, when he approaches different people, he approaches in different forms. Death itself is severe. But the angels who come to take away that soul, their sight also is something else. So Ibrahim alayhi salam asked to see that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam or the angel of death mentioned that you will not manage that sight. And when he persisted and he was shown, he fell down unconscious. After regaining consciousness, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said, had Allah not kept for the people of evil any punishment, and he had only left for them the punishment of having to see this angel, then that would be then that would be more than enough. Meaning the nazar towards that angel when he comes in his form of adab, that itself is an adab. When Jahannam will be brought on the plane of Qiyamah, thousands and thousands of angels will be pulling. And Jahannam is a place. Jahannam is huge, massive. The size of Jahannam is beyond comprehension. But where Qiyamah is, on that point, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will order the angels to bring Jahannam. And Jahannam will be brought with its voice, with its sound, with its roar. That will be adab itself. And on the other side, Jannah will be brought. And it will be a separate punishment for the people of evil, that they will be able to look into Jannah, and then it will be told that this was kept for you if you had done good, now the doors are closed. That itself will be a punishment. That to see what you could have got, you're not going to get it. And then when Jahannam will be shown that this is Jahannam, that's the punishment number one. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, instead of mentioning what Jahannam really is, he mentioned the easiest point of Jahannam to try and show what the rest of Jahannam is going to be. Where he said, يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. That people will be in Jahannam for how long, that is something we can never imagine. But when the time will come where that person will plead with the angel of Jahannam, then give me a few minutes of respite. Where a person is going under severe punishment, pain, and he just asks for a little bit where I can come out of the pain, just to get some relief. So when those people will scream for relief, and the angel finally says, Allah has given permission that you can come out from where you are for a few minutes of relief. And that few minutes of relief, normally in this world where a person is in great pain, he's very thirsty, he says, give me a glass of water. So that man will say, give me a glass of water. And it will be put in front of him, the boiling hot pus which had come out from the other inmates of Jahannam, had gathered in certain places of Jahannam, pus, blood, filth, boiling hot, put in a glass, and that will be presented. And when that man who asked for it will see it, in a restaurant if you go, you see the picture so beautiful, you get something else, you'll say, I don't want it. But when that man will look at it coming and he will say to the angel, don't bring it, the angel will say, you asked for it, you have to get it. And as it's being brought closer to his face, the steam will cause his whole face to change. It will be put on his lip, the lip will burn. It will swell, and as we mentioned, it will fall till the belly. And then the glass will be put in his mouth, and as the water goes through his body, from different parts of the body, holes will be formed. And water, pus, blood, everything will start coming out. And that person's whole body will melt with that water. After the melting, the body will be created again. The angel will say, you had your rest, go back into Jahannam. So when the relief of Jahannam will be so severe, what will be Jahannam? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, at that moment are you still going to say, oh Allah, I cannot see your qudrat. So Jahannam was painted, the scenes of Qiyamah were painted. 12 verses for Qiyamah, 3 verses for Jahannam, altogether 15 verses. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala started the surah with Ar-Rahman, that Allah is most merciful. So the demand of mercy was now that when Jannah is going to be mentioned, it had to be mentioned much more than Jahannam. Where Qiyamah itself is an adab, 12 verses. And the scenes of Jahannam, 3 verses, making up 15 verses of torture, punishment. Thereafter, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala started Jannah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, instead of speaking about one Jannah, He spoke about the two different levels of Jannah. The highest level of Jannah, where there 15 verses were used to describe Allah's adab. The higher level of Jannah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala used 16 verses to show that my mercy is always more than my adab. And when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then decided to mention, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ, that, oh my banda, if you can't reach that high levels, then also don't worry about it. I got something else for you. And normally something else, when you hear that, I got something else for you. Example, a son in the house is not very smart, not very handsome. The mother gets all her other children married. This one, she can't get married. So finally, when she finds someone, he obviously accepts or expects to get something below grade. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ, for the others, there's something lower. Where there he used 16 verses, here he uses 17 verses. To show that what Allah gives low also, that is not low, that's also very high. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, for any such person who can get it within himself, to have it always in front of him, that I am in front of Allah, and one day I will have to be in front of Allah. In this world, in front of Allah, with a lot of in-betweens. And on the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah, with no one in between. In this world, Allah will see me, tomorrow I will have to answer why. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala never said, for the man who never ever desires to do evil, I will give him two jannahs. Or for the man who never has evil thoughts, I will give him two high paradises. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, for that person whose desire pushes him towards guna, he wants to look at evil, he wants to talk to evil, he wants to touch evil, he wants to do evil, he wants to say evil. And whenever the desire comes for him to do it, at that moment a thought goes in his mind, I will have to answer in front of Allah one day, and he stops. On that stopping of his, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I will grant him those two jannats which are regarded as the highest of jannah. It is not for the man who got no desire of evil. It's for the one who desires evil. He goes towards it. And then he thinks, in front of me is one Allah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. For the man who fears standing in front of his creator, jannatan, I have kept two jannats for him. One jannah was sufficient, because already we mentioned it's high. The other jannah is coming later on for others. This is a high jannah. And jannatun itself means many jinan. Meaning one jannah, the word jannatun means a garden. But in jannah, no one will have one garden. It is a word which means you will have countless of gardens. Innaha jinan. There are many, many jannats in the one jannah. So one jannah for a person is sufficient. This is your entire earth. In one earth, how many different gardens there are? But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kindness. Where in Jahannam it was mentioned, this is one Jahannam that you are going to get. Because your actions demanded your one Jahannam. But when it came to Jannah, Allah's kindness had to be more than his punishment. So Jannatan. That if you're going to get one earth on account of your good deeds, then you will get one extra on account of my mercy. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان. Two. Whatever you want in Jannah, it will be two. Whereas one is more than sufficient. But when man has a second, he always gets thrilled. If man got one car, he's happy, because it can take him everywhere. But the day he gets a second car, which he doesn't need, then he's very happy, I'm a rich man. This is luxury. So Allah got luxury, Jannata. Where one was more than enough, a second. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. O my servant, on that day where your eyes not open up, that what is the favors of your Creator? There everyone will see. And may Allah make it where Allah mentioned two parts of Jannah. On this page, the highest. The next page, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان, the lower Jannah. May Allah make it that we all reach the higher. And every person's desire is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask Allah for Jannah, ask for the highest. Don't ask for anything lower. Allah in his karam can give more than we can ever imagine. A sahabi radiyallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the higher Jannah and the lower Jannah. The higher Jannah, he explained, everything is made of gold. The cups are made of gold. The ornaments are made of gold. And in the lower Jannah, everything is made of silver. And if Allah makes it that anyone enters the lower Jannah also, as was mentioned on the plains of Qiyamah, where one person will have the lowest punishment, it will be shoes made of fire. It will touch his heel, and it will make his brains boil. It will be the lowest punishment, but he will walk around the plains, or the plains of Qiyamah, saying that I have the greatest punishment, no one else is going through what I am going through. So where in punishment it will be such that no one will ever feel he got worse punishment than me. In the pleasures of Jannah also, no matter where your maqam is, Allah in His kindness will never let a person feel, somebody else got something else. Where everyone will be his own, that what I got, the mind will never have to go to somebody else's. Everything will be in parda. But make dua that we reach the highest. So everything made of gold. And in the second level of Jannah, everything made of silver. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man will be enjoying himself in that Jannah, and between him and Allah will be nothing but a veil of the greatness of Allah. And when Allah lifts that veil, and a new Jannah will start. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانِ. Regarding the trees of Jannah, fananun refers to branches which go very, very long. They extend themselves. One tree, if it has branches which go very, very far. And as mentioned that in Jannah there are certain trees, that the one tree, its branch goes so far, and its other branch goes so far, that the shade that they will create, if people on fast horses decide to let pass the shade of this one tree, and as an imtihan they do it, and they start running with that fast horse, then it is mentioned for 100 years that horse will run, but the shade of the one tree itself will never come to an end. Meaning as a test, which a sahabi mentioned, some people will say, well, let's go to the end of this tree. They said if they try to go, they might die before they reach the end. They will never reach the end. Whereas in Jannah, there is no death. Where imtihan will be done to see the shade of the tree, the shade will never come to an end. So one tree like that there is more than enough. If someone says, I got one tree, my Jannah is made. Because from one end to the other end, where it's extending. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Zawata, that it will not be one tree, it will be trees like this, where the branches will go out. So how massive will be that Jannah itself? Zawata afnan, that the shade will be from the tree till the walls all around, everywhere man will be in shade. On which it is mentioned, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, that this tree now whose shade will be going so far, people will come and sit under the tree, the people of Jannah, and they will be relaxing, and they will be talking, and what a shade it will create. And then normally when you're sitting under a tree and you're having a picnic, then you start talking about a lot of things. When you've got nothing to talk about, you talk about everything. So they start talking about the world. Whereas Jannah is Jannah, but even in Jannah, people will think about dunya. Because man's mind is like that. While he's in madrasa, he thinks of home. When he goes home, he'll phone, he'll say, I'm missing madrasa. Everyone's mind goes to something else. So in Jannah also, dunya will come. And one man will say, but in dunya, you know, this was there. How we enjoyed these days when we used to get along and we used to play. Somebody else will say, remember those cars we had. And a wind of Jannah will blow. And the branches of this tree will start moving. And in this world, when the branches move, then the most you will find is leaves are going to fall. But as that branch moves, then whatever desire every single person had regarding the dunya, the replacement of that of Jannah will fall from that branch. And it will fall in front of his feet. And obviously what you will get in dunya and what you will get in Jannah is a world of difference. It will be the same name, but the enjoyment will be something else. So the trees of Jannah, Zawata Afnan, where we think the trees with branches will be only giving fruit. But here the meaning of fruit in Jannah will be something else. Whatever you think about, that will be falling in front of you. Zawata Afnan. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. At that moment, who will ever be able to say, oh Allah, we can't see your gifts. But on that moment, it will be too late to make shukr of Allah. The shukr is in this world. On that day, there will be enough Allah will give. There will be no shukr to be done. Shukr is in this world. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. And because there are two jannats, now each jannah will have its own river flowing. And تَجْرِيَانِ, it will carry on flowing and flowing and flowing. Where normally in this world, a river is such that it has to have an end point where it stops flowing and it goes back this way. But this river, when it flows, it will flow. There will never be a stop to the flow. Aynani tajriyan. So how massive will be that Jannah? That if he wants to walk with his river will carry on flowing. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has described, now when we mention one river, it means from the rivers of Jannah, he will have one river, meaning all four. Jannah has been given four types of waters. So in his river, obviously, he's going to get the waters of all the four types of rivers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mentioned regarding the waters or the rivers of Jannah. Mimma in ghayri asin. That there will be one river of water, and the water will be such, water when it's flowing, it can never ever lose its taste. Bacteria can never come in because it's flowing water. But the water will be such that even if someone draws the water out of the river and he leaves it in one place, normally in this world after 1 year, 1 month, that water will start getting bacteria in it. Someone drinks it, he will get sick. But the water of Jannah, ghayri asin. You can take it out of Jannah and leave it in one place for years and years and millions of years. It will remain in its original condition. Mimma in ghayri asin. And then there is the water of Jannah or the river of Jannah. Min labanil lam yataghayyar ta'mu. Milk when it's flowing also you got no problem. But when you take out milk and you leave it in one place, it will take 1 day, 1.5, 2 days, half a day. And then someone drinks the milk and his stomach starts aching. The milk has gone off. But the milk of Jannah lam yataghayyar ta'mu. Its taste will never change. Min khamril ladhatil lisharibin. And the one river of liquor. And liquor in this world is an intoxicant which makes man mad. Ladhatil lisharibin. The khamar of liquor will be enjoyment, but there will be no intoxication. And there will be one of honey, musaffa, pure. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah said, imagine the ijtima of these four waters. There is water, there is milk, there is liquor, there is honey. He says the combination of the four most valuable drinks man has ever thought about. One for its purity and satiating ability, water. One for its strength, milk. One for its taste, liquor. And one for its cure, honey. And as that four go through, and a different river is created for that person, then what will be that one drink when he drinks from his river of Jannah? But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they also says, Aynani tajriyan. Instead of getting one river of the combination of four, there will be two rivers also. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا مِن كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. And then of every fruit also, there will be two types. Of every fruit, there will be two. Which ulama have mentioned, that in this world, whatever fruit you have, the same name you will be getting it there. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that you get certain things here which are very sour. But on that same name you will get a fruit there in Jannah. But there it will no longer be sour, it will have a different taste altogether. But the name will be the same. So that's why when someone is shown a fruit there in Jannah, the first time he is shown, he said, last, meaning before I came here in this dunya, I had this fruit already. And when he puts it in his mouth and the taste will be completely different, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَّشَابِهَا. He will understand it was only looking the same, the taste is completely different. And then the second fruit will be brought, which he will say, I just had this just now. Zawjan too. It will be the same name. It will be the same look of the fruit that he just tasted. And the angel will say, try it out, it's the same, but it's something else. And when he tastes that again, he will say that this just looked like that, it was something else. Meaning the taste will never be the same, it will carry on getting better and better and better. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing Zuhr Salah. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, we saw him going front. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu also moved their front. Then we saw him taking his hand up, trying to grab something. Then he dropped his hand and then he came back. So they had to move back slightly. After the Salah, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, oh Allah's Messenger, you did something today which we have never seen. The movement in Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the scenes of Jannah, one garden was opened up to me. And there was a bunch of grapes there. It was looking so beautiful, I went forward to grab it. But then a barrier was put between me and that bunch of grapes. Had I grabbed it and brought it to you, then you and the creation of the heavens and the earth would have continued eating from that branch. The branch would never come to an end. One branch of grapes of Jannah. Which a sahabi radiallahu anhu says, as man will pluck out one, immediately in its place another one will be formed. That it will even look that it is full, it will never even get less in its quantity. Muttaki'ina ala furushim bata'inuha min istabraq. And when they will lie on their beds, normally on a bed you get the lower part on which you lie on, and then the part that you cover yourself with. The part that you lie on, normally people will buy a cheap material, you're not really worried about, because it's hidden from the eyes of people. And you're going to lie on it, it's going to get dirty. And the covering of the bed, that's always something very smart, because everyone's going to look at it. You're going to put it on top of you, you're going to feel it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when he speaks of his pleasures, he speaks of the lower one, not the top one. So he says the lower part of the bed will be made from a very fine type of silk. Which ulama have mentioned, then what do you think of the one that will be covering the bed on the top? Wajanal jannatayn idan. And then as man is walking in Jannah, then normally because we mentioned the branches are so high and going out so far, it means the fruit should also be so high. And Imam Razi rahimullah mentioned the difference between the fruit of Jannah in this world is, in this world the fruits are also high, but in Jannah where man walks and the branches are high, as he desires, the whole branch will come down. The fruit will present itself right by him. In this world, the fruit, no matter how nice it is, but when you pluck it many a time, you'll get pricked with a thorn. It is hard to just pull it out. But there in Jannah, as you want it, it will come in your hand, there will be no difficulty. And the third thing, وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ, the fruits of both the Jannats will be brought close. He says, in this world, if I got two gardens, and I go into one garden to enjoy my fruits, as I go towards this garden, I become far further from that garden. And if I go into that garden, then I am far from this garden. It can never be I'm in one garden and enjoying both fruits from both gardens. But وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ, a miracle of Jannah will be that you will be in whichever garden you want to, enjoying the fruit of this garden, a thought comes of the fruit of that garden, that fruit will be brought right in front of you also. Meaning the two gardens will be able to join, the two gardens will separate. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with the ability that in this world we see the qudrat of Allah, we understand the favors of Allah, and may Allah bless us that we can reach that level of وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Subhanallah.